Well, we mentioned that Governor Brown is calling for residents to conserve by about 20%. He has also eased some environmental protections in the face of low water supplies, which is making environmentalists and fishing groups nervous. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, KQED's Lauren Sommer reports that Republican members of Congress want to see those rollbacks go even further.
The drought stats in California don't look good. The Sierra Nevada snowpack is below 15% of normal for this time of year. Rainfall records are dropping like flies, and cities are starting to ration water.
We are in an unprecedented, very serious situation.
Governor Jerry Brown has called for all Californians to chip in and save water. But above all, he's been stressing cooperation. Brown was governor in the late 1970s when a severe drought inspired fierce water battles.
The drought does accentuate the conflicts between north and south, between the urban and rural parts of the state. So as governor, I'll do my part to bring people together to work it through.
It didn't take long for those battles to pick up again.
How you can favor fish over people is something that people in my part of the world would never understand.
U.S. House Speaker John Boehner and several GOP congressmen stood in front of the cameras on a bare Central Valley cotton field on Wednesday. With the state's multi-billion dollar agricultural industry facing water cutbacks, Bakersfield Congressman Kevin McCarthy announced a bill that would roll back protections for endangered salmon and other wildlife.
This is just the short term, and I think anybody can find common sense in the idea that you can look at something short term, an emergency, and be there to try to help all those in California.
Why exactly is the state's water supply tied to these environmental rules? It has to do with California's complicated plumbing. Most of the rain falls in the northern half of the state. So over the decades, California has built a network of canals and aqueducts to carry that water to the rest of the state. This system has one central hub, an inland estuary called the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta. As you might imagine, problems at the central hub affect everyone.
See how that water flows right into this opening?
I'm standing where those problems begin with Jim Odom of California's Department of Water Resources. We're next to a huge pumping plant about an hour east of San Francisco. Every year, more than a trillion gallons of water are pumped here. That water holds endangered fish like young Chinook salmon.
And there are these 2-inch bars that are about 2 inches wide.
Screens that capture those fish.
Okay. It's like a car filter or an air filter.
The fish are collected in huge buckets and are loaded into water trucks so they can be released elsewhere. But scientists say these powerful pumps undoubtedly kill salmon, ones the fishing industry depend on. So when a lot of fish show up here,
and they'll tell us we either have to slow down or we have to shut down. We could even shut down.
When water pumping slows down, water districts around the state don't get all the water they've requested for farms and cities. These are the rules that the GOP bill would suspend, as well as a salmon restoration project nearby. The thing is, these pumping limits haven't been in effect recently.
The bill appears to be a misplaced attempt to deal with the drought, but it doesn't actually offer any solutions to the drought.
Kate Poole is an attorney with the Natural Resources Defense Council. She says water supplies are limited simply because it hasn't rained.
Lifting protections for fish and water quality is going to do very little good because those protections aren't restricting very much at all this year because there's just not water in the system.
Governor Jerry Brown is allowing some water quality rules to be suspended. That would allow dam operators to store extra water now, even if it means the rivers below the dam slow to a trickle. That could harm wildlife, Poole says. In critically dry years like this one, no one comes out a winner. For Here and Now, I'm Lauren Sommer.